The views and opinions expressed on Unlock Your Wealth Radio are those of the host, guests, and callers only, and not necessarily the views of Unlock Your Wealth Radio, Heather Wagenhals, or Success Publishing International.
More willpower than a barefoot woman at a shoe sale. Able to stretch a single paycheck for an entire month. Makes money concepts easier than third grade math. Introducing your perv year of prosperity, Heather Wagenhals.
Work all day, stress all night. Take your mind off your money, focus on your life. Money don't matter or the stuff it bought. It's the way you think, not what you got, yeah.
Unlock Your Wealth Radio starts now.
Get your money mind right.
Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm so glad you decided to stop by and join us. Today, I am flanked by my illustrious producer and country music sensation, Jeremy Shane Murphy.
Well, how y'all doing today?
We have an awesome show, don't we, Senor?
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, it has a lot of learning.
A lot of learning.
That's what I call it.
Well, it's a lot of sharing on our part so the listeners can do the learning. We have for this week's key, it's take emotion out of the picture. You also have a fabulous money word of the day. On Minutes on Your Money, we're going to talk about retirement pitfalls. And we also have today's trivia question based on last week's show, which is Knowledge is Power. And our guest today, I'm so excited to have Kathy Colby, one of my favorite brain chickies, if you will, joining us on today's broadcast. As always, we will talk about your money, your credit, and how to get ahead in any economy. We will also show you how to manage your money easier, saving time and reducing stress using these proven techniques for you to create unlimited wealth and happiness. Today's trivia question, do you have any idea what it could be about?
I would have. Why don't you tell me?
I could do that. Thank you very much. For those of you who would like to compete for fabulous prizes and great money management tools, all you have to do is call in, chat in, or email in with the correct answer for today's trivia question. For those of you joining us for the first time, we always ask a question from a previous show. So if you are a regular listener, you have a leg up on the competition, if you will. But never fear, Heather's Insiders Club is here. And if you would like to automatically enter without having to compete, all you have to do is go to our website and sign up for your Insiders Club membership today. But this week's trivia question is, name two of the five areas of concern from last week's show, Knowledge is Power, Not Knowing is Powerful. We talked about two steps involved when addressing these five areas of concern, which was do it or delegate it. Do you remember that, Mr. Murphy?
Absolutely.
So we had five areas of concern that we need to address. All you have to do to win is to name two of those five areas of concern. You can win one of three ways. You can call in, chat in, or email in to win. If you are listening live, you are welcome to call in at area code 718-508-9002. That's area code 718-508-9002. Or if you're online, hop into the chat room and visit me. I'm in there, and I will be happy to take your potential right answer. Or if you're listening from a download and listening later, you may still be eligible to win fabulous prizes. All you have to do is email us at trivia@uywradio.com. That's trivia@uywradio.com. So if you just name two of the five areas of concern, you could be this week's wiener. Can you name two?
I can, but I'm not going to share.
Play nice now. Sharing is good. Why don't you talk about today's Minutes on Your Money? I think you have some retirement pitfalls to avoid, if I am not mistaken.
Yeah, I do. I got a couple here. Top retirement mistakes to avoid.
Mistake? Right. Did somebody say steak?
Yeah, did you say steak? How about not starting with a retirement plan? That's a pretty big mistake.
Whoa!
I guess if you can't retire, if you don't have a plan to retire, right?
You know, our dear friend Jeff Cutler always says, people don't plan to fail. They just fail to plan.
Well, I would have to agree with him.
100%?
Well, unless you win the lottery, but I don't know if that's a very good retirement plan.
It's not a, and that's not a strategy I'm going to bank on, that's for sure.
Another thing is not saving enough. That's pretty much self-explanatory, isn't it? We can go into depth on that if you want, but I mean...
Well, how much is enough?
I believe you have to save enough to live a handful of decades on it. And most people, if I remember correctly, need to have somewhere between 70 and 90% of their income they're having now to live on later on in life. That's what they should plan on, so...
It's a good strategy, yes, because hopefully if you have prepared yourself financially... You've had paid off your mortgage by the time that you retire, so you don't need as much as you do today unless you want to have a higher quality of life.
Or unless you want to get a nice new Winnebago and travel everywhere.
That would be cool, too.
That would be really nice, except for I want the bus.
Yes. Oh, yes. You would have to have, like, the big...
Burning diesel.
The big bus.
Another one is not taking advantage of your employer's match. Now, obviously, if you're... You would have to be... Seriously, something wrong in your brain. If you're actually using your 401k, for example, and your employer matches what you put in up to a certain percentage, why would you not take that?
Well, it's an instant earning.
And it's, I don't want to call it free money. I mean, you had to earn it, but it's there. So why would you, oh, no, thank you.
But it's an instant return. If you think about it, if you put in a dollar and your employer gives you 50 cents.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. I mean, why would you say no? It's an instant return.
It's not like overtime return. It's an instant return.
And I think that you should take advantage of that.
No question.
Another one is derailing your retirement plan for short-term spending.
I think that will play into your money word of the day later.
Yes, it would, actually. So remember that for later. I think this one goes... All these are self-explanatory, and I think people already kind of have an idea, but I think the ideas here are getting a little bit more in-depth. So you obviously know what derailing your retirement plan for short-term spending is, right?
Yeah, something now versus something later.
That's right. That immediate gratification that we all desire.
Yes, it's in our DNA.
How about cashing out your retirement savings? Not a good idea.
Well,
I mean, then you don't have anything. Yeah, you saved it up, but
you only get 70 cents on the dollar.
Well, it's because you get hit with like penalties and stuff.
Because Uncle Sam grabs it before you can get your gritty paws all over it.
Absolutely, they do. Isn't that funny how that works?
Mm-hmm. It's not funny how it works.
Yeah. borrowing from your retirement savings. Now, this, obviously, you don't want to borrow against it and you know, I believe if you borrow against it and you're paying it back and you leave your job, then you only have a certain amount of time. Am I correct to pay it back or it could be considered a withdrawal on it and then you have penalties.
Not an accountant. I just play one on TV and this is radio. So
these are just things I've heard. I was told I heard it through the woodpile.
Perhaps we should consult a professional on that.
But, anyway,
but you're right. I mean, there is something kooky.
But I do know that depending on, and I know there's a lot of different facets that you have to look at, but I also know, because I have friends who have borrowed against their 401k, they pay themselves back with interest. And so actually it kind of helps them in a way because they not only paid themselves back, but they have more in there than they would have had they not borrowed it. But that's not saying you should borrow it with the intention of paying back more money.
Well, I mean, it is a way to collect the interest yourself. You're your own lender in a way.
Yeah, instead of going to a bank. But that, you know, figure that on your own. Don't take my word for it. another bad idea is depending on Social Security or a pension. Bad idea.
Seriously?
Well, in my opinion, it's a bad idea. Because, I mean, seriously, do you really think you can live on Social Security right now, much less... In 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years?
Well, I don't believe it'll be there by the time I retire.
It's already not there.
Don't tell the government secrets.
Yeah. Anyway, taking too much or too little risk can cause a problem depending on which one you're doing because too little risk, you're not maximizing your dollars, right?
Correct.
And then taking too much risk means you could lose everything.
Right. Well, taking too little risk is just as bad because you might not even be keeping pace with inflation.
Because, that's what I'm
saying. Because a savings account is not an investment vehicle. It's just to save, and then you can divert into investing.
At that point, you might as well just take your money and put it in a coffee can and bury it somewhere.
Yeah, because it's earning almost the same rate of interest.
But at least you're not losing it, right?
I mean, physically, you're not losing it, but it's losing value each and every day. So,
yes, it is.
That kind of stinks. Well, thank you for highlighting those things that we need to remember when it comes to retirement planning. We have so much more in store for you. We've got the money word of the day, Kathy Colby, our illustrious guest, and take emotion out of the picture, this week's key. All that and more coming up on Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We'll be right back with more coming up after this.
Commander Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Seminars. What I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Kathy Colby all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there totally.
Greenback is your neighborhood lender for auto title loans. We offer fast and easy cash title loans for cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Keep your car with title loans from $100 to $50,000. There are no year or mileage limits at Greenback, and we offer the cheapest rates in Arizona, guaranteed. For more information, visit greenbacktitleloans.com or call 480-926-6666.
Are you a referral partner of Unlock Your Wealth Radio? Would you like to promote your products and services on our show? Learn about the benefits that our featured advertisers receive being a part of an exclusive program where the listeners are seeking financial independence and are in need of your insurance, finance, real estate, and investment services. Call 866-966-9420. That's 866-966-9420. Call now.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, joined by none other than Jeremy Shane.
Yes, that would be me.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I believe it is now time for our money word of the day.
Money word of the day. It's actually money word of the day. Opportunity cost.
Opportunity cost.
Yes.
They are two. So we're getting bang for the buck today, correct?
That's correct. The money or other benefits lost when pursuing a particular course of action instead of a mutually exclusive alternative.
In English, please.
In other words, make wise decisions.
Now is that... Give us an example of the opportunity cost.
I believe somebody was telling me a little while ago about buying a nice new $1,000 purse when you could buy a $50 purse and use that money for something else that's a little bit more wise.
Okay. So to illustrate the concept of opportunity cost, using that analogy, if I buy the $1,000 handbag, I am missing out on $950 worth of other investment.
Correct.
So if I buy the $50 handbag versus the $1,000 handbag, I'm losing out on the prestige of the luxury handbag ownership then?
And the 10 minutes of feel goods that you have when you first buy it.
Oh, for $1,000, I better get more than 10 minutes of feel good.
I don't know about you, but I don't feel good about carrying a purse, period.
Well, I would hope not, Mr. Murphy. You'd look kind of funny.
I don't know. I think I'd look good, but, you know.
So with this week's key being take emotion out of the picture, opportunity cost is an impartial kind of evaluation.
Yes.
So it's what you're giving up to go with a particular alternative.
Right. And so basically you're pulling your emotion out of it and using your brain, right? You're
no.
thinking about what you're doing.
No, I think opportunity cost helps us to make an informed decision, but not necessarily an emotional decision. Because let's take the handbag example. Okay. So let's say you're a girl that grew up with no money, and all you ever wanted to do was have a nice, fancy handbag. And you see this fabulous $1,000 handbag, and you're like, oh, my gosh, I would look so cool. I would finally feel like I, quote, made it, unquote. And if I carry this around, then people might be impressed with me. And so now I have the prestige that I have spent this much money. Not that I necessarily can afford it, but I have spent this much money on a handbag.
Or a man bag.
Or a man bag, if you're a male and you carry a man bag, because lots of people carry man bags. Lots of men carry man bags. But regardless of gender, let's say, there's a lot of prestige associated with the luxury handbag, okay? And so that prestige, if we go back to a previous word of the day, is a perception of value, correct?
Yes.
So if I am perceiving this intrinsic value, because having this handbag isn't going to make me more money, okay, because it's not like a tool. Like, let's say I bought a calculator, and if I bought a fancier calculator, I could do more functions and calculate more whatever, and I could potentially use a calculator to make me more money. But a handbag isn't going to make me more money. So it's not really a tool. It's a utilitarian device. It carries stuff, but there are other less expensive handbags. So the opportunity cost of going with this handbag is I don't have $950 else to spend on other things after I buy a $50 handbag, correct?
Correct.
So knowing that there is opportunity cost, $950 could be like 2 months rent.
Yeah, for a lot of people.
I mean, that's a big chunk of change.
Or a car payment.
To have a level of prestige. But what happens, and what we'll get into with this week's key, is because of the way we're biologically driven toward pleasure and away from pain, we don't think about the long term. We only think about our survival brain and what's going on right now. So for me, not paying rent for 2 months may not be as painful to me as going without the prestige of this handbag. And that's where we get kind of warped, where we're making decisions not based on the reality of the situation, but on our perception of what that reality is and our perception of value on each thing. Yeah, I could pay 2 months rent and have a regular handbag like most everybody else will go to a regular store and buy a regular handbag. Or I could give up 2 months rent and I could have this luxury handbag and people will think I'm cool. And if I think being cool is more important than paying rent, then I am going to still buy that luxury handbag anyway, even though I can't afford it, even though it's not realistic in my world to do that, I could still do that.
So you're giving up, in my opinion, what is important for warm fuzzies.
Yes, but in our mind, because of our belief system and our previous patterning on value affects the way we perceive that. Would you agree or not agree?
I do agree with that. And I think that's part of the reason why we have this show is to help people to understand the way you think, right? So
mm-hmm.
therefore, you can become more successful. with if, whatever monetarily.
If we apply the knowledge.
Yes.
Because remember, knowledge is superfluous without application. It doesn't matter how smart we are, because there's a lot of smart people walking around with $1,000 handbags.
Well, I have all types of people that tell me exactly what I need to do in my business to make it more successful, but they're still driving that old 70s Pinto with rust all over it, and they have not got any ability to do any better than that, and they're probably living in the back seat of it too.
And they're probably coming to you to borrow money.
Probably.
Aren't they?
Probably.
It's kind of interesting.
But I don't want to make fun of anybody. I'm just saying that it's funny how many people have knowledge and then they don't apply it.
Well, the opportunity cost of us not moving forward to our next guest is that people are going to have to listen longer to this show. So I'm going to take advantage of this moment right now to segue into this week's guest, which I'm so excited. My favorite brain chickie is going to be on. Aren't you excited?
Absolutely. She's a wonderful woman.
Well, Kathy Colby, in addition to being a wonderful woman, according to Jeremy Shane, is an acclaimed theorist, best-selling author, entrepreneur, educator, organizational strategist, consultant, and speaker. And she is also the founder of Colby Corp and the Center for Cognitive Abilities. She is considered to be the world's leading authority on human instincts and conation, and has dedicated her life to helping people to find the freedom to be themselves through understanding and using their cognitive abilities. Let's welcome Kathy to the program. Welcome to the show again, Kathy.
Thank you.
I'm so glad to have you on. I'm just such a big fan, and now I'm reading The Power of Instinct after I read the Colby Creative Process, and I'm yet again amazed by your wisdom.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm so excited because I love the conversation that you've had with Ev, and I like how even though he didn't go online to take the Colby assessment, the Colby A Index, you were still able to assess his MO. And for those who didn't catch last season's episode with you on there, can you explain a little bit about what the brain, the different parts of the brain are, and why the cognitive process is so much more important than intelligence or personality?
Sure. And the person I was talking to in this book, Ed, is kind of the collection of all the people who've asked me that question on an elevator or sitting next to me in an airplane, and they kind of went, what do you do? And that's one of the hardest questions in the world for me to answer in a little brief conversation. What it is, though, and I'm getting a little better at this, is that the Colby wisdom, as it's become known, is all about decision making. And we have three powers in our brain that we use in decision making. The first that kicks in when we try to make a decision or solve a problem is our affect, our motivation. And that's the desire to solve a problem or to figure something out or decide. So we have belief systems, we have personality, social style preferences, and we've been able to measure those since the mid-1950s. The IQ comes at the end of this process, interestingly, because if you think about it before you trust your instincts, you wouldn't do much. You'd talk yourself out of it. We usually go right from motivation into conation, and the conation is the action you take based on that instinctive pattern and deep inside you. It's innate. You were born with it. And it's your modus operandi, your MO. You know, we talk about cops say that the perps all have an MO. Well, so do the cops. They don't like it when I tell them that, by the way. I've worked with the LAPD and the NYPD, and when I say, you've got an MO, and they say, no, we don't. Yes, you do, and I can prove it, and then I do, and they get really weird about that because they think they can tell what the criminal is going to do, what their pattern of action is. I said, well, one of the reasons a lot of criminals get by you is they know your MO. So they know the artful dodge from you. And that's what happens in the world is we know who we are, but most people haven't known it's an embedded, engraved deeply, deep in the brain is where we found it, part of you. That means we can count on it. It's not a bad thing. It's a great thing. We should celebrate it, and we do, and I help people do that because the cognitive is the heart and soul of, well, I shouldn't say heart, that's by the affect. It's the core of what makes you you and your pattern of behavior. Then comes the cognitive, the intelligence, the learned behavior, and it edits that and says, oh, Heather, you want to go do those things. You want to get more information, but you're running out of time. You don't have enough. You're going to have to cut it off. And so that reality of the cognitive comes in and says, oops, we've got 10 minutes left. We'll wrap up here. That's not your instinct that talking then. That's the cognitive reality talking. So we have that belief or preference. We have that cognitive instinct and pattern, and then we have the cognitive edit. And that's how I've found the creative or decision-making process works.
Mm-hmm. I think it's fascinating because we talk about on this program the behaviors that affect our money, because most often our problems have nothing to do with money, but it has to do with our perception of money and the behaviors that and the decision making that we make when it comes to dealing with money. So with there's the four areas of the MO that you have been able to assess and determine where each person is on that. What are those four areas?
Four action modes, and they tie to four striving instincts. Striving instincts are what we naturally do when we're trying to make a decision or make an effort. So I'm not talking about maternal instincts or any other that may or may not be there. I found there are four of these striving instincts, and they all affect how we make financial decisions. They affect how we make any kind of decision. There's the fact finder, which ties to the instinct to research and gather information. All of these instincts I measure on an action mode from a 1 to 10 at a 7, 8, 9 level where you are in fact finder. May I share your results?
Oh, yes, please.
Your fact finder makes you a person who goes in depth. You're an expert. When you deal with something, it's because you've really got an understanding. You've gone really down into it to the point where you know more than most people would, or you wouldn't even speak up about it. I mean, anything you touch and spend much time on, you're going to gain expertise. That's your aid in fact finder talking. And so you go very specifically and precisely into gathering information. It's a hoot that we're sitting here next to each other, and we found out folks were neighbors.
Yeah.
And I'm a 2 in fact finder. I have an itty-bitty bit of this fact finder, which means what I do is simplify. I don't come up with a lot of details. I've done a lot of my work is theoretical, not research. I couldn't have found this in any books. They weren't there. Mm-hmm. There were no books written on conation. So I simplify and look at patterns. So in Fact Finder, it's not whether you research, it's how you research. It's not whether you study, it's how you study. And you go in depth, and I am the generalist. The follow-through is the instinct to pattern or organize. And I actually have more of that than you do. I am a person, I'm a 6, so I'm in the mid-range. And the way I do it is that as a theorist, I do develop patterns, systems, created algorithms. And that's, again, innate. I'm one of these people who says, what do you think is the probability of that happening? And I'll answer because I think in terms of probability, possibility. And I'll always look at the scheme. I'll look at the pattern and I'll say, I'm seeing this pattern and therefore it'll repeat. And that's what's likely to play out.
Mm-hmm.
You, on the other hand, instead of cleaning up, and you told me, can I share what you
told? Oh, yeah.
When I came into your office for the first time today, and you said I didn't clean up because you would know better.
You would know I was thinking it.
Folks, her office is cluttered, just as you would expect a preventative follow-through to be. It would be a total waste of your time. I love your bookshelf. It's got stuff on it, and the books are cattywampus, one of my favorite words. And the whole thing is filled with tchotchkes and fun stuff. And the energy in here is fantastic because it's you. It's authentic. And that's what matters in life, is being the authentic you.
So tell my husband that I should be messy then. He needs to
know. It's not a should. It's that you need the freedom to be yourself, and therefore it's natural for you. You know where everything is. So
I
for
do. That's
you,
what makes him crazy.
Well, that's right. He must have a long follow-through line. The thing with it is everybody has an instinct to organize. You do. What he sees, if he's got a long follow-through, if he insists on sequential, your office is not sequential. I have have no idea where you got all this stuff. And I know it wasn't that I could put it in the calendar. It's just a hoot. But it's you, and I shouldn't say even but, and it's you. And I can tell that these pictures aren't totally random, but they sure look random. But for you, everything in here has a purpose. Everything here has a meaning. There's a lot of symbolism around here. If someone came in and cleaned this up, it would be hard for you to work in here, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Yes. And sometimes people think they're doing someone a favor by neatening up, tidying up their space. Worst thing you can do. Because
there's a difference between being neat and organized. And neat is not synonymous with organized. Neat is only neat.
Well, and we also have to keep in mind, I don't see any crumbs in here. It is not as if it's slovenly dirty.
There's no, it's
nothing.
Clean.
It's clean. So
it's
we're not
Shane.
Talking.
I keep driving him nuts, asking him for it. Give me your wrapper. I have to throw the wrapper away. Give me your wrapper.
Well, Shane doesn't have a lot more follow through than you have, but he has a little more, and he's trying to accommodate your need for just not putting anything away. So he puts a few things away. And it's interesting because the important thing here is to nurture and support people's natural strengths. Your strength in follow through. You have an itty bitty follow through. It's not as small as my fact finder, but it's a 3 in follow through. And what that means is you have a strength to be able to multitask, a word that a lot of people now diss because they don't understand it. And mm-hmm. they think that means that you text while you're driving. It does not mean you do stupid things.
Mm-hmm.
This is not cognitive. It means while we're talking, you're already planning
the next
different
question.
Things. Not only the next question, the next project, the next this, the next that. You can do so many things at once, and you have to. So you would never have studied without listening to music or TV or talking on the phone. You're always doing more than one thing at once when you're striving,
mm-hmm.
not in your downtime necessarily. Now, the quick start, which is where I have a long suit, deals with uncertainty. If I know what's going to happen in a given day, I will do something to mess it up. And it's a different kind of mess up, not the orderly thing. It's that I'll do something that there's no certainty what's going to be the outcome or even why I'm doing it. But my instinct will say, there's something about that I have to know more about, or I have to dig into it, or I got to go over and meet that person. And there's absolutely no reason for me to be sure that's a good use of time, but I'll go do it, and it'll turn out that's the best thing I've done for weeks.
Yay.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, and I told you a little story earlier about how I didn't do something because my instinct said, stay away from that.
Mm-hmm.
I was so wise to have stayed away. So it's not a cognitive knowing. It's trusting my guts when things are uncertain to just do what my guts tell me to do. And some people have said I'm a free spirit. Others have said I'm whimsical because they never know what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And because I affectively enjoy whimsy, and I'm drawn to that unknown, uncertain. And when people say, why did you get that piece of art? I don't know.
I just liked it.
It has nothing to do with value or fame of the artist. It's just this is what my instinct says I need to look at.
This is fascinating, and I'm so wrapped up into this that I'm not even paying attention to the time. So let's finish after the break with our last area of concern, and then we will move into financial MO. You are listening to Kathy Colby on Unlock Your Wealth Radio with Heather Wagenhals. We'll be right back with more coming up after this.
Commander Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Seminars. What I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Kathy Colby all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there totally.
Greenback is your neighborhood lender for auto title loans. We offer fast and easy cash title loans for cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Keep your car with title loans from $100 to $50,000. There are no year or mileage limits at Greenback, and we offer the cheapest rates in Arizona, guaranteed. For more information, visit greenbacktitleloans.com or call 480-926-6666.
Are you a referral partner of Unlock Your Wealth Radio? Would you like to promote your products and services on our show? Learn about the benefits that our featured advertisers receive being a part of an exclusive program where the listeners are seeking financial independence and are in need of your insurance, finance, real estate, and investment services. Call 866-966-9420. That's 866-966-9420. Call now.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Kathy Colby on Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And before the break, we got through three of the four areas of our MO. What is the last one?
The last one is the most misunderstood and overlooked. It is the implementer, which means the use of tools or implements. It means working with technology, with tangibles, three-dimensional things. So it's there you have this from scale, and it's from being very tactile, building concrete, to being very abstract. Mm-hmm. So the person with the long yellow line of implementer would be a person who deals with construction. As an artist, these are people who create models, who do statuary, who when they paint, have to have three-dimensional, you know, sticky stuff. They put things together in a very interesting way. I happen to love implementer art, but I'm not a long implementer. I'm a four. I just very much value that. The person who is preventative and implementer is a person who needs someone to fix stuff for them. Something breaks and they're out of luck because they don't have an instinct for how to make something work that's mechanical. Mm-hmm. But they're wonderful at using their imaginations. So I've worked a lot with athletes and professional athletes around the world. I even worked with rugby teams in Australia, and everybody thought all the rugby players would be implementer. Well, there's more implementer in rugby than baseball, I'll tell you that, but there's not as much as you would think, because some of the players have an instinct to play the game fast and take high risk, quick start. A lot of point guards in football are quick start, and they don't really have a sense of the physical space around them the way an implementer point guard would. I shouldn't say point guard. Wide receiver is a follow-through. The defensive players are the people who have the implementer in football. The point guard in basketball is the person who has more of the quick start combination fact finder because they're playing the odds.
Okay.
You play the odds. You have your combination of fact finder and quick start. So your fact finder looks at it and says the probability of this happening is, and you have the information and the data, but you play the odds because your quick start will take a risk.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll say, well, that could happen, but here's my fallback position. Mm-hmm. And there you're more likely to take a risk. So the way we deal with money, the way we deal with financial resources, that implementer wants to buy property, needs to have a tangible, kick the dirt, or buy a crop, do something, maybe cars. Now, if they collect cars, that's a combination of either the implementer and the follow-through, because it's a collection with a match set. an implementer fact finder has all the expertise about the car. It's a tangible implementer and fact finder expertise. So most people I know who collect antique anythings that are tangible.
Like the guy on Chasing Classic Cars?
Yeah, yeah. Classic cars are fact finder because it's classic and cars are implementer. So it's all, you're never one thing. You're a combination of these modes. I find in financial services, most of your financial advisors are going to be quick start because they're really salespeople and they're really cutting deals most of the time. And so they have to rein in what they would do personally, which is, oh, go take the risk. Mm-hmm. Whereas in fact, many of their clients will be fact finders who need more information. So I've had to teach them how to start with a lot of printed material.
Mm-hmm.
And they will bottom line it with their quick start. When you're dealing with money and there are two people, like a couple, making the decision, husband, wife, if they have different MOs, they have a different approach to money. A follow-through needs security,
right.
That pattern, knowing how it's going to play out. I find many, many times one of the partners in an investment, a personal investment, a business investment, needs security. And if they win, they can absolutely crunch the instinctive hunch of the quick start from happening. That's a very tough situation. I've been talked out as a quick start of putting my money into something that I just wanted to do it, and I was right. But sometimes being right isn't all there is to it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have the other person who may need more of that follow through consistency. You may have to worry about their affect around that conative. In other words, a strong feeling about it's not fair to take those risks. So we have the financial MO plus, and what that means is we're taking your MO and you can go online with your Colby A result and click on the MO plus, the financial MO plus, and find out with your MO, how do you need to deal with money? What is your pattern? And then you can look at the comparison on what we call the A to A report, the comparisons report. So comparisons report will take your A index and another person's result and compare your processes.
Mm-hmm.
That in combination with the financial MO plus is the best guidance that I've been able to come up with in those situations where you're different.
Mm-hmm.
But you're pooling your money.
Right.
Your resources are, you know, interdependent. You need to know this about each other.
Agreed. Because that's one of the biggest reasons why people divorce is over money. And we all operate differently. What I found was really interesting is that I was a 3 on the implementer, but I grew up with my grandfather's wood shop.
I love it.
So, like, and you know how it, you said, oh, you hire somebody to go do something. You know, we were poor. So after listening to Ev in The Power of Instinct, I was listening to how you were describing the affective and the conative. You know, I didn't have a choice. I couldn't go hire somebody to fix things.
Right.
So I learned how to fix things. And I had a great business in the 90s doing fix and flips. And I'm really good with my hands, and I can build or fix anything. Now that I have money, I look at my time as a resource, and do I want to invest the time, or can I be making more money while I pay somebody else to do this? But when I looked at my financial MO, one of the best investments is a very tangible one, and that's income-producing real estate. And so as a result of this, I'm thinking, but that's not very implementer of me to be investing in it, but maybe that's why I bought a collateral bank instead.
Well, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And besides, with the way you buy real estate, when you buy it to flip it, that's not implementer.
Mm-hmm. No, I buy and hold because I'm looking for cash flow.
Okay.
Yeah. Back in the 90s when there was all those 125s here in Arizona, it was really profitable to go in and...
It's interesting to watch people buy real estate because the fact finder reads the information, looks at all the data, do some comparative analysis, you know, the valuations, gets all that, and you would do all that data searching. The follow-through part of a person, if you have a lot of follow-through in your makeup, you look at the floor plan, you look at consistency, where do you need some repairs, how long will this last, what's the worst case scenario, mm-hmm. is the follow through long line. The quick start is looking for how soon can I flip it, how much can I make off of it, what's the best deal, and how can I cut the deal. So if I can cut a really good deal, I might buy something I don't personally care that much mm-hmm. about, but it's a really good deal. But for the quick start, it's not a long-term hold usually. They mm-hmm. look for a shorter-term hold, which again can drive the follow-through nuts because they are looking for a longer hold.
Right.
The implementer goes down in the basement, goes up in the attic. In Arizona, we don't have those things, so they have to look.
Yeah.
But they'll look to see what's the equipment. They check out to see whether the air conditioning is in good working condition. They open up mechanical things, and they listen very much to the motors running. And they have a very strong sense of that sensory input that they get.
Mm-hmm.
When we watch how people buy, we can see conative patterns. And by the way, the fact finder doesn't have very much buyer's remorse because they study and weigh the pros and cons before they make a decision. So you rarely suffer any kind of remorse after you buy, right?
Right. Well, you know, my whole life is about living it without regret. So I consider every decision up front. And then if I go forward, it's because it was the right thing to do. And if I don't go forward because someone talked me out of it, it makes me really frustrated because I feel like I should have done that. Why didn't I do that? Why did I listen to that person? And then whatever it was becomes a windfall or a super success. And I'm really like, I knew it. I studied it. It was where it was supposed to be, when it was supposed to be there. Then I got all bent out of shape.
With me, the day that the market was at its very lowest, I marked in my calendar day to buy stock.
Yeah,
I
it's
knew
a shopping
low,
day.
But, I knew to go online then and buy stock. I didn't because I was busy that day
mm-hmm.
with my mission, and I didn't do it. And it's just interesting. It's not that I didn't know to do it. So you have to decide when you're going to trust your instincts and how much energy are you going to put into doing what they tell you to do. But one of the things that happens when you don't trust your instincts – quick starts make rags to riches a round trip.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
Well, but is it bad? Because I know a lot of quick starts who have gone through bankruptcy two or three times, and each time they come back and do better and better and better. And Dan Sullivan with the Strategic Coach talks about it all the time, that going into bankruptcy a couple times really helped him do the good work he now does. Without that, he doesn't believe he'd be at the top of his game the way he is. Robert Kiyosaki lost before he made it big, and lost big before he made it big. That's so true of so many quick starts.
I've had a couple bounces, but I don't want to go back there.
Well, but you lead with fact finder, and so you won't make it a round trip.
Okay, good.
Because your fact finder figures it out and says, no, not that again. But for a quick start, it's a matter of, so what? I'll come up with the next one and the next one and the next one.
Mm-hmm.
I've always said to people, I really don't care what else happens. I always know that I'll be able to figure out a solution. I mean, it's not that I don't really care, but I don't get so caught up in day-to-day issues.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a quick question, if you don't mind.
I love it.
Is it possible that quick starters have the potential to make more money or do better than the fact finders because the fact finders have to stand back and they're...
And weigh the pros and cons.
And then the fact finders, they might lose their butt a few times, but then all of a sudden, bam, because they just take the chance.
Shane, we all need you because you're the facilitator and you bridge the gaps. And so when we have conflicts among us where what are we going to do with this money, if we had your MO as a facilitator, meaning that you have the modes across the board in the middle, so you're accommodating in all these ways, that's what we want on a team. So the best kind of team in making any decision, any effort, any business is going to grow better if it has a variety of MOs. The synergy of differences is where we get the real energy and the better decision-making. And that team needs you. We need your facilitating.
Yay! He's on my team.
And you're the rarest MO. You're so smart to have grabbed this guy.
Why? Thank you.
It's just wise to listen to advisors who are different from you. Cognitively, and to get as much synergy in your decisions. Big decisions should be made by brainstorming with people with different MOs.
Mm-hmm.
If we all get together because we have the same MO, which is what we all too often do with friends, is they're like us cognitively, fun to be together, but don't build your business around that kind of cloning because it will fail.
Mm-hmm. Yay. So we have the recipe for success. Mr.
Yes,
Murphy.
You do.
I believe so.
Yep.
I'm excited about that. Kathy, it's been wonderful having you on the show again. If folks are interested in the Colby A Index or any of the other opportunities, the financial MO, how do they find you?
Go to Colby.com, K-O-L-B-E.com. And if you have a specific question, just ask it on info@colby.com. And by the way, I do check in with the infos, and sometimes I'm on Twitter, and I'm on LinkedIn, and Twitter, I'm just Kathy Colby.
Yay. Well, thank you so much for being a part of today's show. And for those of you who are driving around without a pencil, never fear. UnlockYourWealthRadio.com is here, where you can find all of Kathy's contact information on our website at today's show page. And we have so much more in store coming up. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I'm Heather Wagenhals, and we'll be right back with more after this.
Commander Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Seminars. What I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Kathy Colby all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there totally.
Greenback is your neighborhood lender for auto title loans. We offer fast and easy cash title loans for cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Keep your car with title loans from $100 to $50,000. There are no year or mileage limits at Greenback, and we offer the cheapest rates in Arizona, guaranteed. For more information, visit greenbacktitleloans.com or call 480-926-6666.
Are you a referral partner of Unlock Your Wealth Radio? Would you like to promote your products and services on our show? Learn about the benefits that our featured advertisers receive being a part of an exclusive program where the listeners are seeking financial independence and are in need of your insurance, finance, real estate, and investment services. Call 866-966-9420. That's 866-966-9420. Call now.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your maven of moolah, Heather Wagenhals, and I'm joined by the illustrious Jeremy Shane.
Thank you very much.
Who is here to help me share with you this week's key in our Keys to Riches Financial Wellness series. And that is take emotion out of the picture. We are now in our fifth key in the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness series. And if you are joining us for the first time, welcome to the show. We are so glad you found us. And we hope you are enjoying the broadcast. For those of you who are here for the first time, the Keys to Riches is a baker's dozen of financial concepts that teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money. It also gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, eliminate debt, save and invest, building wealth while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And we do that 1 week at a time, one key at a time. And our fifth key is set up in the series specifically because of what it does for us. Take emotion out of the picture was a key that I created that was inspired by my father. And I never quite understood this when he would say it initially because it didn't make sense to me. Because I was like, seriously, Dad, you're so like way out there. Oh, my God. But as I thought about it, the older I grew and the more I started studying the brain and studying money and working with folks, managing money, lending money, selling things, I saw the value in what he said, and it made complete sense. And that is, he would say, I can manage multi-million dollar budgets. His job was to go to the different ailing plants in their linen supply company and pull them out of the red into the black. And he could go save ailing plants, balance and fix multi-million dollar budgets. He used to have this little statue in Lucite that sat on the corner of his desk, and it had a brand new shiny penny in it. And it talked about the power of a penny. And he could tell you all day long how important a penny was, how much difference one penny could truly make in the bottom line of a company. But yet he could not balance his own checkbook. And I was like, what? How can you balance big money budgets but not balance little money budgets? And it never made sense to me. I was confused and distraught for the longest time. And then I thought about it. What was different about the money he was managing at his company? The big difference is, it wasn't his money. So that meant that he could be impartial, non-emotional about it. What made the difference when he went to go balance his checkbook was that he had become emotionally engaged in that money. The money in his wallet was earned, blood, sweat, and tears. There was opportunity cost involved in that money because he earned that money by giving up time and what could have been otherwise other income generating ventures or recreation or hobbies. So he took and earned his money, and now, by golly, he was going to spend it his way. Does that make sense? Are you kind of following this train of thought? So while we all know we have to pay our mortgage, if something else seems to be more important at the time, then maybe we'll make our mortgage payment a little later. We'll make it out of the next paycheck, or we'll push this off. Or I feel entitled to have luxury brands like we were talking about earlier versus the everyday brands because I worked so hard for my money, doggone it, and I want to spend it the way I want to. That's what we think. And this key is inspired by my father's specific admission of not being able to balance his own checkbook. And I came up with this because that one thread makes all the difference. And it has to do with the way we're set up biologically. We are biologically set up to gratify right now in the moment and to flee from pain. This is why we don't plan for retirement. This is why we put things off to tomorrow. This is why we procrastinate, not just with our money, but with our lives. We work out, I'm going to work out tomorrow, but tomorrow never comes because when tomorrow gets here, it's today again. Someday is not a day of the week. My friend Marty Logan, who's been a frequent guest on the show, always says, someday is not a day of the week. And when we get involved emotionally, we make a mess of our money. So how do we enjoy today and not make a mess of our money and still have a prosperous tomorrow? The key is to keep our passions in perspective. So if we think about this, we want to be passionate about producing wealth, about generating income, about being purposeful in our accumulation of wealth. But then we want to be reserved and impartial when it comes to passing on that wealth for whatever reason, because we want to have a cool car versus just a car that's transportation and gets us back and forth, because we want to have that luxury designer handbag versus one that still carries the same amount of stuff or more for less money. This is where opportunity cost, today's money word of the day, comes in so handy, because when we look at what the opportunity cost is, we can look at it from specifically what it is. What are we giving up and what are we gaining? And as long as we stay impartial and in that third brain of ration and reason, we can make this decision effectively. But the minute we get emotionally engaged, what happens is we trigger those survival mode. If we get fearful, if we get angered, if we get start engaging emotions, we dump hormones, and before you know it, we can't even think logically or rationally or reasonably, because we're so engaged in fight or flee. And so if we're fighting, we're going to be like, doggone it, I'm going to go out and spend this money, and I don't care the ramifications of it, because we're so blinded by that. Does that make sense, Mr. Murphy?
Yes, it does make sense, and I'm listening to this, and I think this is something everybody needs to listen to and hear.
Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you were torn by something and you made an emotional decision about money versus a rational, reasonable? You knew what you should be doing, but you kind of said, well,
just this once.
Exactly. So that's never happened to you, has it?
Never. Not even a single time in my entire life. Ever.
Ever.
Ever, ever. I was born perfect.
Yeah. Well, some of us, not so much. I know, because I grew up so poor, I had to envy the dirt poor kids because they had dirt. I didn't even have dirt. I had to envy them. And so when it came to the cool stuff, yeah, I had a car that got me to and from work. But in my mind, I looked so much infinitely cooler.
Whoa.
In my German engineered vehicle that I had to have, that I wound up spending so much money fixing all the time, and the parts were that much more expensive than the previous domestic vehicle I had owned, and parts weren't as readily available for my fine German engineered vehicle.
They are very nice cars.
Yes.
They are.
And they have a very nice price tag and a very nice maintenance tag.
But I think it's all perspective, just not to go off base or anything, but I think it's a lot of it's perspective, because if you go over to Germany or Europe, somewhere over there, some of those German engineered cars are to them what a Ford or a Chevy is to us. And so therefore, just by changing the way you think about something, it's okay if you drive a Ford or a Chevy over here.
Well, yeah, because when we take them over there, then they think that those are the cool cars.
They're like, oh, look at this Chevy I just bought. Woo! And then everybody from the neighborhood comes and gathers around, and they're scared to touch it. And, you know.
Exactly. So it's about keeping your passions in perspective. We want to be excited about money because emotion drives us. We are emotional creatures. We emote before we think. So instead of trying to say, get your act together, why aren't you thinking straight? Well, other than the biological reasons why we're not thinking straight, because we're dumping hormones and our brains just can't even be accessed, we want to take and we want to be emotional and excited, because that's what we are. So why fight it? Just like Kathy Colby talks about instincts. Don't fight who you are. Learn to work with your natural abilities. So instead of fighting the emotion, all we have to do is learn to keep our passions in perspective and be excited and emotional about earning money, about generating income, which we can then save and invest and build wealth with, and have our money working side by side. We exponentially increase our effectiveness versus taking $1,000 for a handbag where that's it, or I could take and buy a $50 handbag, less prestige, but now I have $950 that's out there earning income and generating income side by side by me, and now I can spend that interest that it's generated, and I still have that $950, right?
Correct.
So isn't it so I could take, so that's my opportunity cost with the handbag. I could get both handbags carry stuff, right?
Correct.
So if they both carry stuff, the difference between the $1,000 handbag and the $50 handbag is the $1,000 handbag, that money stops right there. But the $50 handbag and the $950 investment does what? It keeps working. And now it's earning money side by side. So we can be excited about that prospect. And instead of saying, oh, well, I don't have the prestige of this $1,000 handbag. Yes, but isn't the prestige of having income being generated while you sleep more prestigious?
Absolutely.
So that's the point of this week's key, is to learn how to keep our passions in perspective, take emotion out of the picture when it comes to making financial decisions that can materially affect our lives, and look at it versus the original opportunity cost and not just our emotions about that opportunity cost. What do you think about that? I know you're perfect and you never make a mistake, Mr. Murphy. So
that's why I'm perfect, because I've made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, you're perfecting your passion, aren't you?
Absolutely, I am.
Well, that's it for this week's key. For this week's key statement, key affirmation, key commitment, and key action item, please visit our website and click on the This Week's Key tab at unlockyourwealthradio.com. And for more in-depth interviews with money experts, strategies, and members-only tools to fix your credit, get out of debt, and have more money and happiness, do what other savvy listeners have and visit unlockyourwealthradio.com, where you go to get your money mind right so your wealth and happiness will follow. I'm Heather Wagenhals.
And I'm Jeremy Shane Murphy.
And you have been listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Thanks so much for joining us, and go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthRadio.com is produced by Shane Murphy. UnlockYourWealthRadio.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2013 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, please visit our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com.